Blog Talk Radio.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Dog will fight when you rattle his cage, and you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Sports Nation. Welcome back to another Friday night. We are glad you decided to join us once again. We are attempting to stream on Twitter simultaneously with the show once again. So we are trying to advance technologically. So we're trying to get multiple platforms involved at the same time. Not everybody can maybe tune in to one or the other. So we 2022 will be a big adventure for us here at the show to see how well we can maybe stream simultaneously on several platforms. So bear with us as we figure it out and get all the bugs worked out. But welcome back to the show. This is episode 2 of our 4th season here on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. Of course, we are coming to you live from the 357 Woodworks Studios on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network and live on Twitter. So if you're joining us on Twitter or on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network, welcome to the show. We have a lot to talk about tonight. We are going to talk about the NFL playoffs plus our league, our show league that we're going to do for the NFL playoffs. You have till the end of this show to get signed up for that. Head over to our Facebook page and check that out. We're also going to talk about the 36th running of the Lucas Oil Chili Bowl going on right now as we speak. We will talk about the first few days of that so far. They've been running since Monday to get prepared for tomorrow night's big event. We also have the NASCAR Pick'em Challenge. We'll talk about that. And the Pelly Box Plus, so much more. It's Friday night. We are all off of work. Let's get this party started. Let's go!
From the 357 Woodworks Studios in Stark County on the SNS Radio Network, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tottich.
Oh, that's right. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fish and Game. I'm your host, Pete. Thank God it's Friday!
My motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. I'm out of control.
There we go. Now you can hear me. Okay, here we go. Welcome to the show. Thank God it is Friday. I had myself muted on one, not muted on the other. Whew! It's going to be, we're going to be working the bugs out of this for quite a few, for a little bit. Just bear with us. We're trying to branch out to, to simultaneously, bring the show to several platforms at once. So bear with us while we get it figured out. Some sponsors to highlight for tonight. Thank you. Big shout out to Margazzano Designs. Head over to their Facebook page. Check out Margazzano Designs on Facebook. She's got some new merchandise over there. She's big into doing these cups right now, the big tumbler rumbler things that you can. She designs different things on those, and now she's doing. It looks like some type of keychains that she's doing. So head over to Margazzano Designs and check out some of the new merch that they have over there, and then talk to Bree whether maybe you need a few things made for a party. Maybe you're having a party made, or you're having a party and you need a few things made for that. Maybe you want a special customized gift for a loved one, whether it be an anniversary for a spouse or a birthday for a parent or a kid, and you want something specially made, original, handcrafted, check out Margazzano Designs on Facebook today. Over there. So check them out. And a big shout out again to 357 Woodworks. Scott over there at 357, thank you for coming on once again in 2022 and sponsoring this big, beautiful studio that we have here to do the show from. I say without any more further ado, I say we go ahead. Let's unmute Christina there. And let's see if we can get her on our Twitter spaces as well. I believe we do. Christina, good evening. Happy Friday. Welcome to the second show of the year. We're still trying to work out all the bugs.
Yeah. Hence why I have two phones right now going.
Well, I can hear you on both. So I'd say it's a success so far. As long as you can hear me on both, I say we roll with it and we see what kind of interaction we can get. Maybe we can spark up some conversation on Twitter even. So sweet. I say we're good to go. How's your Friday been so far?
It's cold here. It's we've hit our cold front. It's finally winter in Florida. So, you know. it's not a fun time.
Well, it's cold up here as well, but I'm going to guess it's probably a little colder than down there. So we'll just keep it at that, and we will. We have a lot to go over and talk about tonight, Christina. We've got something starting tomorrow at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. We kick off the 2021, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, since the season goes into two different years, but the 2022 NFL playoffs start tomorrow at 4:30, and we have a pick'em league going for that, and I got your picks, by the way. So
nobody should ever duplicate anything I put, because I have no idea what I put. I mean, I don't even know. Like, I'm pick teams, but when it comes to like the over under, man, I totally guess.
Well, I'm gonna guess you're not.
Can you hear
the
hockey
one.
Game in the background?
No.
Okay.
I can't. At least I don't know.
All right. Good. No, I don't think you can, because I have a headphone in each ear, so I wasn't sure if you could hear that or not. But you know, it happens. It's okay. The Panthers are winning. Just an update for those folks. The number one team in the league. winning.
Yeah, we haven't had well, I mean, this is only our second show, so we haven't really talked about hockey yet, but we didn't really get to talk about hockey too much last year either. I guess it was just a weird season, the last season or two, with all the COVID stuff. But we'll keep Christina will keep us updated on the hockey for the night. So if you're interested in hockey for the next couple hours while we do the show, Christina will break in with breaking news. We'll go straight to our South Florida desk for our updates, our hockey updates down there. Christina will bring us those. But this weekend we have the NFL playoffs starting, and it's been a crazy season already, Christina. And I think the playoffs are not going to fall short of how crazy the NFL regular season was this year. So
not only that, they did the awards, Coach of the Year and all that stuff was picked as well.
Yep.
But are you shocked by any of my picks? Oh, they just scored again. Oh, back-to-back goals. Back to football. Were you shocked by any of the predictions I made? I mean, for those folks that don't know, you have to go to the Facebook page and see my ridiculous picks.
No. I like the goat time.
so. For those folks that don't know what I'm talking about Tom Brady. I will pick Tom Brady all day, every day.
I mean,
and I live in Florida.
And you can't. It's kind of hard to bet against him anyway. If he's playing, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are on the field, it's hard. And I know what they had, four losses this year. I get it. For the most part, when Tom Brady's on the field, you don't want to bet against Tom Brady. But we'll talk about the Buccaneers here in a minute. They play Sunday. But tomorrow's games, Christina. So big shout out real quick to Barbasol, by the way. Also, the Barbasol Shea phone lines are open the entire show like they are every week, 657-383-1903. That's the number to call if you wanted to call in and get on the show. Or if you're following us on Twitter and you want to join our space, if you got a question or something, we might tap you in and let you give us a shout out or talk about what we are talking about at the time. So there's two different ways for you to interact with us right now. So big shout out to Barbasol again for coming on in 2022 for the show. Tomorrow, Christina. So we have a Pick'em challenge going. We did this a couple years ago with just the four of us that were on the show at that time. And I think Chris was in on it too. And back when we had Hammer DFS as one of our sponsors. And then last year, I think we did it as well. We got a few people involved. I think Jeremy was in on it last year as well. But this year, what we're doing is, and you've got to the end of the show to sign up, head over to our Facebook page and check it out. But what you do is I listed all of the games for this weekend, and you just pick who you think will win outright, and you pick if the game's going to go over or under the over-under that I listed. Now, I know, Christina, for you or for some of the other people listening, I posted the lines as well. So let's start with the Raiders at Cincinnati. The Las Vegas Raiders are at Cincinnati Bengals on Saturday, tomorrow. That's the first game of the 2022 NFL playoffs. So, Christina, that game starts at 4:30. And the line that I posted was Cincinnati minus 5.5. So what that means is going into the game, Cincinnati is the favorite by 5.5 points. So what that means is, for anybody listening, not sure what the point lines mean, that means that basically the Raiders are starting the game when the first kickoff happens and the game gets started, the Raiders are already up 5.5 points to start the game. So the Bengals, if you bet Cincinnati with the spread. That means that Cincinnati has to beat the Raiders by at least 6 points to cover that spread. Or if you just take Cincinnati outright, they could win by whatever. But if you take Cincinnati with those points, that means that they have to at least win by 6 points for you to win if you bet with that line. Because otherwise, if Cincinnati only wins by 3 points, by a field goal, the Raiders still have that extra 5.5 points. So that's what that means. So you get bonus points if the team you pick covers that spread. So, Christina, you took the Bengals under. So if Cincinnati wins by a touchdown and the final score combined is 48 points, then you will get, 4 points for that game. So does that make sense?
Yeah, that's what I assumed kind of what it was. Like the over-under, they have to, the total has to be under or over whatever you pick. And for those folks that want to know, I went under on every game but one.
And it's the only game that I actually don't think will go over the over. So it's funny that that's the one that you picked. We'll talk about it coming up, but there's one that I was actually surprised at for the over-under, and we'll talk about that. So the first game tomorrow for the NFL playoffs, Christina, is the Raiders at the Bengals at 4:30, that game in Cincinnati. Cincinnati is a 5.5-point favorite, and the over-under for that game is 48.5. That's what I have as per my Yahoo Sports Fantasy app that I use. The Raiders, Christina, let's talk about the Raiders getting into the playoffs even. That was a crazy game last Sunday. Was it Sunday or Monday night?
No, everything was Sunday. Come on, Adam. Don't go confusing people.
That's right. We'll talk about what happened Monday night. But no, that Raiders-Chargers game was crazy because everybody was like, oh, they're going to take a knee the entire game. They're going to tie so they both get in. And then it was like the Raiders blew it open. It's like, wow, the Chargers obviously don't want to make the playoffs because the Raiders are going to win this game. And then the Chargers come back and score how many points at the end of the game, basically, with, like, no time left to tie the game and send it to overtime. And then it's like, okay, both teams got the ball. Nobody could score. It's like, all right, now we're running out of time. It's under 2 minutes to go. We're going to actually end in a tie. Both these teams are going to make it, but that's not how it ended, Christina.
No, and I wish it would have because I would have loved to see the Steelers season end right then and there.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of NFL fans that were probably a little ticked off, to say the least, by that final outcome because the Raiders could have just kneeled it. But, I mean, the Chargers kind of shot themselves in the foot. If they would have stopped that last running play, the Raiders wouldn't have been close enough to even try a field goal, but they did. They got that running play went off, and they got like 10 or 12 more yards. So that is how the Raiders made it to the playoffs by the Raiders winning that game. Of course, it kept the Chargers at home, and like you mentioned, it let the Steelers get into. Oh, well, we've got somebody listening, Christina. It let the Steelers get into the playoffs. So the second game, that's the first game, Raiders at Bengals, Saturday, 4:30 p.m. The second game will be the Patriots at Buffalo. That is an 8:15 start time. Now, in this game, they have Buffalo favored at 4.5 points, and the over-under is at 43.5. That's a pretty tight game. I like both of those numbers.
Oh, man. He's on a roll already.
he is.
So the Patriots-Bills game, here's the crazy thing about it. You know what the temperature is going to be for that game? I do. -10.
That's it?
That is right now, like, what it's set at. And, folks, yes, I know it's cold at Lambeau, but we don't need to talk about them peoples until next week. So please don't shove Aaron Rodgers down my throat. But, this is going to be so fun because the last time Mac Jones, here's a fun fact, played in a temperature this cold, he only threw 3 times the entire game. The Patriots are literally going to try and win a game on the run game, which I think is stupid. But also, they lost to the Dolphins twice this year. Just saying. Throwing that out there.
Are you just throwing that out there? Are you, though?
Yeah, I'm throwing dirt right on all that. Yeah.
I mean, the Dolphins, man. If they wouldn't have lost the first 9 games, they would have...
No. They won the first game because they beat the Patriots, and then they lost the next 7 after that.
Oh, okay. Well, if they hadn't lost those 7 in a row, which were not all blowouts either, by the way. I believe a lot of those games were very, very close.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very close losses. So,
The Dolphins. Let's talk about that later. I don't want to talk about it now.
The Patriots at the Bills. So the Bills are the 4.5-point favorite. Who are you going with on this game, Christina?
I took the Bills. I'm not going to pick anything that has to do with Bill Belichick. There's no way. nope. He doesn't have the goat anymore. So I took the Bills and I took the under because I'm sorry. It's going to be cold as shit. There's no way they put up that many points.
Yeah,
it'll be
that's
one of the lowest scoring games of the weekend, I think. Now watch it go and be some kind of crazy blowout, and you know they score 50 points, so, you know, between the two. But we'll see.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good over under. That would be a tough one to pick over under 40 because both these teams can put up some points, and it is going to be cold up there. But The first over-under for the Raiders-Bengals, I think I would take the under for that. I think that's going to be a very tight game. I don't think Cincinnati's going to blow the Raiders out. I'd like to say that I think Cincinnati's going to win the game, but we obviously haven't seen a Cincinnati playoff win in like 40, 30 years. So
before I was born.
But I think, anyway, I think that that over-under for that game is going to be, that would be a hard one to pick. So those are the two Saturday games. We've got the Raiders at Cincinnati, 4:30 p.m. That's the first game. The Patriots at the Bills for the second game on Saturday at 8:15 p.m. And then we move to the Sunday games, where Christina is going to be watching very intently at 1 p.m. because her boy is going to be on the field at 1 o'clock playing against my Eagles. This game will be in Tampa Bay. Both of my teams made the playoffs this year. That's awesome. I'd like to see them playing each other in a Super Bowl, but we know that'll never happen. The Eagles are at Tampa Bay, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The Bucs, this is the first big favorite that we've seen so far in the weekend. The Buccaneers are favored at 8.5 points. And the over-under for this game is 45.5. This is the game that you picked the over on. The only reason I don't think it'll hit the over is because I don't think Philadelphia is going to even put up a touchdown.
That's okay.
So,
he can score 45 points all by him damn self.
Well, I would hope that the Buccaneers don't do that, but
I hope Tom Brady has a rushing touchdown. If he does, I'm going to die, okay? I will call it a year.
I don't know. I just think that Philly to even make the playoffs this year was an absolute miracle and a head scratcher.
Who's starting at quarterback for Philadelphia? Have they decided? Are they going with Jalen Hurts or are they going with the mullet? I mean, shoot. What's going on there?
I'm pretty sure they're going to go with Jalen Hurts.
Is he still hurt, though?
I don't think so. He played 2 weeks ago.
But yeah, that he got hurt. He hadn't played since.
Well, I know they definitely weren't going to play him last week against Dallas because that game meant nothing. So, I don't know. I guess we'll have to check that out and see.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's why I rely on you. I rely on you and Jeremy. So, Jeremy, who's starting quarterback for the Eagles this weekend? Holy crap, they scored again.
Holy crap.
Oh, man, 5-0 already, and we're only in the second period. This is why they're the number one team.
Oh, Jeremy's being funny right now. You know what? He must be drinking. Don't let him call in.
That.
Don't let him don't patch him
Why?
Through on the phone line. I'm just kidding.
I mean, you're the only one that can do that right now. I didn't have it pulled up today.
We will check on Jalen Hurts. And
maybe he is hurt. I don't know.
We'll see. That'd be interesting though for people that are picking on this on our league. Second game for Sunday, Christina, 49ers at the Cowboys. And I was actually surprised by this one by two different things. This game is at 4:30 in Dallas. The Cowboys are only a 3-point favorite, 0.5.
I believe I took the under, correct? Yeah. Oh, yeah. My only over was the Bucks. It was goat time. That's way too many points for both these teams.
Well, the Cowboys can put up some points.
Yeah, when they want to play and show up. And then there's times where they play like they're a bottom-feeding team, which they are. I don't know how that's America's team. But, you know, I don't know. And
it's all
the 49ers? Meh. But I did take the Cowboys to win. So we'll see if they can get to the second round.
It's almost like they put the over-under that high. Thinking, the Cowboys, they can put up points and take the over. Because I just don't think it's going to go over. I don't know.
I didn't either, apparently. But I don't know what I'm doing. So, I mean, I took the under based on the fact that that's a lot of points.
That is a
lot
of points. Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to see.
I believe, is this the game Jeremy took the over? Or did Jeremy take the under? No, he took the under. And he took the 49ers. Interesting.
Very, very. That's the second game of Sunday, 49ers at the Cowboys. Cowboys, 3-point favorite, over under 50.5. That game is 4:30 p.m. All times are Eastern Standard Time. The final game for Sunday, this is I'm surprised they made this the Sunday night game. Of all of them, I figured the 49ers-Cowboys would be the Sunday night game. But I guess Steelers at Chiefs, they feel is a bigger game. But
it's only the 8 o'clock game because of who the Chiefs quarterback is and the fact that this is possibly the last time you're going to see Ben Roethlisberger play in the playoff game. And it's the first time the Chiefs have had to hit a wild card game and play in the first round because they usually have a bye. So I think that's why it's the 8 o'clock game.
Well, that
too many
could
factors
be.
To not be.
I guess. Not that anybody really cares about Big Ben. But the Steelers at the Chiefs. This game is at 8:15 on Sunday night. This is the final game of Sunday. The Chiefs, Christina, 12.5 point favorite.
Yeah.
And the over-under is only 46.5.
Do you want to tell America who I picked?
No, I will let you tell America who you picked. I don't even want to know why. I don't even want to know why.
Because there's got to be at least one game where there's an upset, and why not? Why not? Why not? Because they have talked for, like, what, 2.5 weeks now that if the Chiefs couldn't have a miracle pull off, they would have to play in the first round. It'd be the first time they weren't the one with the bye and buddy-duddy-da. Wouldn't it be ironic the first time they actually have to play week, you know, the first week of the playoff? This is the week they exit the playoff. I mean, Andy Reid has choked before.
Oh.
Like,
he has.
A lot.
But that's fine. But I just, not this year, not this game. Not this game.
Yeah.
Choke next
this
round.
Game.
No.
This one.
Oh.
I don't like Big Ben either, nor do I like the Steelers. I detest anything that is Pittsburgh related. But I think it could possibly be the upset, because are the Chiefs really going to take the Steelers seriously? Literally, would you take somebody's record seriously with their record? And the fact that they still made the playoffs, it baffles me. So that's why. And I took the under.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I didn't want to go with the over. Jeremy, on the other hand, did both opposite of me. And mind you, he also had his picks in before me, which is okay, because I was trying not to do what he did, but then I was like, what did he do first? And it wasn't even to copy him at all, because even though he has way more football knowledge than I do, it was just to see if we would have any picks similar. And we did, the first three. The first three we had the same, because neither one of us are going to go against goat time. But then the final three, we don't have the same picks. So the last three games, well, the three games we're going to talk about, including the Monday night game, neither one of us had the same pick. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I could edge Jeremy out by taking the Steelers. Wouldn't you guys? Yeah, wouldn't you guys? Shit, man! One of these days I'm gonna be right. I'm just saying. One day. Maybe not this weekend, but maybe one day.
The Barbasol Shea phone line number to call is 657-383-1903. If you like to call in,
fans are too scared.
And weigh in on the NFL playoffs that we've talked about so far. Christina, this is the first year ever that we are having and they're calling it the Super Wild Card Round of the NFL playoffs. We have a Monday night.
Because there's like one more extra game.
Yeah, there was one extra week to the season. There's one extra game to the first round, the Wild Card Round. We have a Monday night football game. And this year it is the Cardinals at the Rams. This game will start at 8:15 p.m. The Rams, I almost said the St. Louis Rams. The L.A. Rams are a 4-point favorite, and the over-under is at 49.5. Every over-under this weekend is different, and every favorite line is different as well. So a lot to choose from. But Monday night game, we have the Cardinals at the Rams, 8:15 p.m. Rams are the favorite in this one. What do you got for me on this one, Christina?
I took the Rams. I went with the home team, the team that hadn't choked and lost some games they should have never lost. No, but in all seriousness, the Rams did lose a bunch of games too that they shouldn't have. But no, I'm going to take the home team, and I took the under, of course. Cardinals have been playing weirdly up and down. I don't know. But Kyle Murray, he might choke. I don't know. We'll see. Don't hate me, Cardinals fans. I'm just saying. I took the home team. That's the only reason I took the Rams, basically, because they were the home team. Home field advantage.
Yeah, all of the home teams this weekend are all favored to win. So, according to the bookies, even the Las Vegas Raiders are the underdog, according to Las Vegas. So, even, you know, the
That's
bookies, they have all gone with the home teams to win the first round of the 2022 NFL playoffs. That kind of surprised me too, that they didn't go with at least one away team for a favorite to kind of mix it up. This is weird how they're doing this for the betting. From a betting and gambling standpoint, it's almost weird that they went straight across the board home teams as the favorite.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing for that. Other than Jeremy took the opposite team that I did. That's all I got for that one. I don't know. I just don't know. It's weird. This whole season, if you think about it, think of the NFL. Has anything gone as predicted? No.
No.
All year. No. So why not take the Steelers? I'm just saying. Weirder things have happened. Hello, the 9-8 Eagles made the playoffs, barely over 500. Made the playoffs. Weird. Crazy.
Well, I guess I should get my picks for.
Yeah, you're late to the party. How did I have mine in before you did?
I don't know. I guess I should be giving
And Jeremy was, like, ready. I feel like he's been brewing on this since Sunday night happened. Say it.
I'm going to go with the Bengals first game, obviously.
Well, you have to. You live in Ohio, because if you don't, they're going to slaughter you.
Well, not only that, but, I mean, I grew up a Bengals fan anyway. I can't bet against my Bengals, so I'm gonna take them, and I'm gonna pick the Patriots. I'm going Patriots.
What is wrong with you?
Bengals with the under. I'm going Patriots because I don't trust the Bills, even at home, and it's you know.
But you trust Mac Jones.
It's
who
still Belichick.
The ball.
It's still Belichick. It's still Belichick. I'm going to take the Patriots with the under. And let's see. We're going to go, obviously, Tampa Bay with the under. I'm going to take Tampa Bay at the under. I'm going to take the Cowboys at home. But I'm going to shoot, and I'm going to go for the over. I'm going to go for the over. I think I'm going to try it. If they put it at 50.5, they must think something. They must think it's going to be a shootout between San Francisco and Dallas. So I'm going to take the over and see if they hit the over on that one. And then I'm going Chiefs at home. I'm not betting against the Chiefs at home. I'm going to take the over for that one, though, too. Because I think the Chiefs are going to put up some points. I think the Chiefs are going to put up some points in that game at home. I think, like you said, this is the first time they've had to play in the first round, wild card round. They got to play at home. They got to play the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going to take the Chiefs and the over. And then for the last game, I'm going to take I'll take the underdogs. I'll take the Cardinals on the road, and I'm going to take the under for that one. I think 50 points are going to be scored in that game.
I think T.J. Watts has 2.5 sacks on Sunday.
Wow. Did you see that the NFL...
Defensive player of the year.
The NFL, was it denied Pittsburgh their... They tried to challenge that one of the white guys or some one of their defensive linemen had an extra sack in some game a couple weeks ago, and the NFL said no.
Oh, that's because they were trying to get him the sack record. That he tied instead of getting it. Yeah. But that's okay. I'm still taking him to have 2.5 sacks, and Patrick Mahomes hits the ground. hard.
You really don't like the Chiefs, huh? That much?
No. 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 I don't like arrogancy. I don't. I don't.
So,
why do you think Antonio Brown sits in the penalty box every week?
So, we still have that coming up tonight, too. We still got the penalty box. That's going to be a fun one. So, basically, you only love Tom Brady.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
All right,
hey,
so that's...
It is goat time in Florida. We don't mess around with anything else. I mean, even Miami stopped watching the Dolphins, and they're all turning into Buccaneer fans now. I mean, I don't know what else to do. That's all I can watch.
Well, that's all the playoff games. That's the first round. It's the super wild card round of the 2022 NFL playoff.
Is this just me and Jeremy and you doing this? Because this tells us it's going to be a long playoff. I'm going to be at the bottom.
No, we have we also have Craig and Nick, my brother-in-law.
Oh,
Nick.
Yeah,
Craig.
I knew who you meant.
I tagged all of you guys in that post. I shared it and then tagged just you guys, all four of you, in that other post on Facebook. So those two seen them. They got to get their picks in. So waiting on their picks. But that's who we have right now. Also, real quick.
Jeremy, it's more than four games. Maybe 4 weeks. Come on now.
Four games.
More than four games.
Saturday and Sunday. Jeez,
I know.
Come on.
But it's going to be a long playoff. Oh, my God. Yes. See, 4 weeks, Jeremy. I told you.
Let's talk about people losing their jobs real quick.
Oh, let's not.
We've got six teams now. Add the Texans to the list. And Jeremy said he heard that was it Flores?
Yeah.
Is applying and interviewing for the Texan job already. So
he's applying. it's like a regular. It's like a weird job application process. Can I apply? Because man, I might. You never know.
You should.
Yeah. Nah, I couldn't do that job. I would say things to get myself fired.
you've got your pick. You can go to Denver. You can go to New York.
Nope.
You can go to Chicago.
Nope.
You can go to Texas. You can go to Minnesota. Look at that.
No, thank you. I'll stay here.
Well, then
warm.
You should apply for the Miami job.
We shouldn't even be needing to apply. Have somebody apply for the Miami head coaching job because Brian Flores was not the problem, nor was he ever the problem.
No.
But we have the dumbest owner in the league. Besides the Giants owner.
Now, did the Jaguars, maybe Jeremy can chime in on this, I'm not sure. Do they have their head coach, or are they going to be hiring as well?
I think they're hiring, too. I just don't think they've announced it.
Okay.
But I don't know, because remember, the owner of the Jaguars is pretty busy with some other stuff. A very, very lucrative and productive wrestling program.
They are hiring. Jacksonville is hiring. There you go. You go Jacksonville.
Nope. Nope.
That'd be a long commute. That'd be a long commute for you every day, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that's about an 8.
Would they let you in the locker room, though?
I don't know.
Everybody cover up. Here comes the head coach.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know. It's a 5-hour drive.
5 hours.
To Jacksonville, yeah. I would have better luck, I think, going to Tampa. I think the commute to Tampa is less.
There you go.
No, I would get thrown out. But yeah, it's a 3.5-hour drive to Tampa. I would just say it's goat time all the time. We would all have shirts that say goat time. The logo would need to be changed. No. No.
That's too funny.
I'm not cut out for NFL coach. I could not be a coach, period. I did that once. I did that one time. I coached one time something, and it was, oh, man, I remember this clearly. Some of my friends back home tell me every day, man, you get too crazy, because they were all there and watched it. We went and did this charity kickball tournament during racing season. It was this big charity thing. We had a 12-person roster for this charity team. Competed against other drivers, other race teams. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were afraid of me by the end of the day. The other team. I don't know. I get too competitive. It's just I say things then, too. There's a video floating around somewhere. Ironically enough, the gentleman that does the T-shirt hauler for the World of Outlaws videoed the whole day, and he has some pretty good shots of me. Of me yelling at the referee in our
one game.
I couldn't imagine. So, no, me being a coach would be a terrible idea. But Bill O'Brien, really? Are the Patriots going to really... Are the Patriots really going to give up Bill O'Brien, though? Interesting. And I would not, Jeremy. I'm not going to repeat what he said. I would not.
So if you want to get in on our NFL Playoff Pick'em Challenge for this year, head over to our Facebook page, find the NFL Playoff Pick'em Challenge. You'll see the post. It's got the rules. It's got a picture of the rules posted there, a screenshot. You pick the winner, you get a point. If that winner covers the spread, you get 2 points, but you don't have to pick the team that you think will win based on that spread. It's just an outright pick. But I'm giving bonus points if the team you pick to win actually covers the spread. So you get 2 points for that. And then if you pick correctly, the over or under, you get 2 points as well. So if you get the winner, they cover the spread, and you get the over under correct, you could win 5 points per game.
That's yeah, I'm scared.
For the first round.
How does somebody cheat? How can somebody cheat? Oh, my bad. It was Alabama, not the Patriots. My bad. So sorry. That's right. Thank you, Jeremy. I could not remember where he was. Oh, that's right. They also lost the national championship game.
Oh. Spoiler alert.
That's not a spoiler. If you folks missed that on Monday, you live under a tree. I was excited about that. No, definitely not close, but that's okay. Thank you, Jeremy. But can we talk about that game? Are we done with NFL? Do you still want to talk NFL? I don't know what I'm talking about, but...
I'm trying to see. Oh, they haven't ran the... Okay. I was looking to see if they ran the A feature yet.
No. No, not yet.
Or the Chili Bowl. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, we will talk about the 36th annual... We'll do a little talking dirty tonight. We've got sponsors to make happy. So we do have some dirty talk to talk. So we'll do that on the other side of the break. We'll talk about the 36th annual Chili Bowl Nationals, the Lucas Oil Chili Bowl Nationals going on right now. We'll talk about that. We have NASCAR to talk about, and we still have the penalty box coming up as well. So keep it tuned right here to the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network, or if you're listening on Twitter, keep it tuned there as well. We will be right back after this quick commercial break.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man.
All right, welcome back. This is Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Be sure to head over to Hardcore Fishing Game today. Today, Hardcore Fishing Game offers top shelf customizable outdoor apparel, shorts, jackets, sweatshirts, camo gear for hunters, and so much more. Yes, you heard that right. They can custom design apparel for your company or sports team. Need a morale boost? Keep your team cool and comfortable with Hardcore. Use discount code HFG20 and you will get 20% off of your entire order at hardcore.com. HardcoreFishingGame.com. Thank you to Chuck and all of the guys over at Hardcore Fishing Game for joining us again in 2022. Also, be sure to head over to RacerChasingApparel.com today. Start shopping. They've got some older merchandise left to sell, and then they have moved to Florida, so they will be working on some new designs and new merchandise this year as well. So head over to RacerChasingApparel.com today. Check out what they got. You can find them on Instagram at Racer_Chasing_Apparel, Twitter at RacerChasingApp. Also, they are on Facebook as well. So check out RacerChasingApparel today and get yourself some new apparel. Also, we still have merchandise available on teespring.com. You can find us on teespring.com if you want to throw a few dollars towards your favorite Friday sports radio show as well. So you can do that. Welcome back, Christina. Thank you for joining me tonight on this lovely Friday evening. We have dirt racing going on right now, Christina. As we speak, this entire week, we have had dirt racing. It's back.
Back. I know. It's the start of the favorite time of the year.
It is. Race season is back. It's a good time. This is a good time. Let's talk about the 36th annual Lucas Oil, 36th running of the Lucas Oil Chili Bowl Nationals. It all got started Monday night, Christina, with the Cummins qualifying night. We had a little ray of sunshine, but not all the sunshine. There was sunshine on the podium, though. So
he's just waiting for the right time to burst open all that ray.
Oh, boy, I don't know. He came up just a little short Monday night. It's just qualifying night, though. He's got Saturday to improve his starting spot. But Tanner Kirk comes home with the qualifying win Monday night in the Cummins qualifying night on Monday. Tanner Kirk first, Tyler Courtney second. Chase Johnson came home third. That was night number one.
David Gravel was fourth. Let's talk about Alex Bowman.
Let's talk about him.
Chase Briscoe, both those guys. Everybody knows those two guys. If you don't, you live under a rock when it comes to NASCAR. But both those guys run NASCAR full-time. And look at Alex Bowman there. Yeah, he started one position higher than he finished, but still finishing in the top 10, that's hard to do with the Chili Bowl, especially considering he doesn't run dirt full-time. Chase Briscoe, he actually slipped quite a few spots back and finished 11th, but there's two NASCAR guys that ran that feature, minus, you know, if we really want to get technical, on Monday night, there was another NASCAR driver running, but he couldn't make it out of the B. You know who I'm talking about, Pete? Who do all the girls love? I don't know why, but Chase Elliott. and the craziest thing is he started on the pole of his heat race. And that's where he finished, in his heat race. But then he just couldn't do much, and he couldn't get out of the B main. So that's where he finished. He finished where in the B main? Let's see. He was in B main number one. Started third and went the whole way back to eighth. So he has a lot of work to do.
He has a lot of work to do in the alphabet soup Saturday.
I can't wait for that tomorrow. My favorite time of the year.
I'm trying to see here. Where did
Who else do you want to talk about?
I'm looking for Brad Sweet. What happened to him?
Well,
he didn't even qualify.
Which night was he in? What night was he?
Well,
No, he wasn't. Was he?
What is this 14th Virac qualifier? What's that mean?
Wait, he was
on Monday night.
14th in the B. I'm looking. Hold on.
Down there.
In the B.
In the qualifying.
I'm looking at the rate. I'm looking at the results. So I don't see that he was in night one.
Well, on night one, at the bottom of my page, it says Virac qualifying. It shows Brad Sweet 14th.
Oh, that's just a qualifier. It has nothing to do with actually what happened on night one. Pre-staging. It's pre-staging. So, yeah. Okay, so Virac qualifying. I see what you mean. Now I see it. Yeah, that's nothing because none of those guys actually ran Monday. Well, only half of those guys ran Monday.
Okay.
Those qualifyings are for, you'll find out.
For the rest of the week? Those were for the rest
Pretty
of the
much.
Week, I'm assuming. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So night number one, we had Tanner Kirk finish first. Tyler Courtney came home second. Chase Johnson came home third. We had a most notable person finish on the podium every day this week so far. So that's, you know, of something to note. We'll move on to Tuesday, night number two. It was the Warren Katz qualifying night. We had Michael Kofoid get the win on Tuesday night, edging out Kyle Larson and Chris Windham. But that wasn't exactly all of the storyline Tuesday night, because I believe, was it Tuesday night or Wednesday night we had the big fight?
Which one?
The one involving Keith Koontz racing, wasn't it?
I think that was Wednesday.
Was that Wednesday? Okay.
I don't know. They start to blend together after, like, the first night.
Yeah, I was trying to remember which night
was. Sorry. The shutout has ended.
The what?
Well, the Panthers have gone into the third period with a 6-0 lead, but the Dallas Stars have just scored and broke the Bobrovsky's shutout streak. So it has ended.
Oh.
But they're still winning 6-1, so we'll see if they can get a touchdown here. Yeah, tonight.
Yeah, Steven Snyder Jr. That was Tuesday night.
Well, okay.
Snyder disqualified for rough driving.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Folks, this happens a lot at these big events, so don't get alarmed. It happens.
Well, I mean, he cut off two different drivers, but it sounds like he was just racing and moved up. I mean, whatever. So, night number two, we had Michael Colfoy.
Wait, the Snyder run for, was Snyder in a Koontz car?
I think that's who he hit the first time.
Well, there you go. That's why he got disqualified. That's because of who he hit. When you have about 15 cars by one owner, you kind of get treated differently. There's a little favoritism.
It was Jeb Seesums.
You hit Seesum?
Yeah, that's who he hit the first time.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure I understand.
Oh, I didn't say nothing to you, Siri. So Michael Colfoy brings it home on top of the podium for night number two Tuesday, beating out Kyle Larson and Chris Windham. Also in this race, we had Tim McCready was in this race.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie Schatz was in this race. Sam Haffertep was in this race. Hunter Schoenberg was in this race. Some big names in this race, Christina.
This is where you see everyone who has raced anything in their life come to and race. This is why it's one of the biggest racing events of the year, and it's the first racing event of the year. This is what really kicks off the whole season. You know how the Super Bowl is like what ends the football season, and the Daytona 500 starts the NASCAR season? Well, the Chili Bowl National starts off all dirt racing. Doesn't matter what series you're in. This is literally the start and the kickoff of it. So, but yeah, so there's a lot of big names. If you look at Wednesday night,
mm-hmm.
same deal.
We're going to talk
guys
about
out there.
Yeah, Wednesday night we had the Hard Rock Casino qualifying night on Wednesday, and no, Jeremy, Rico did not come up a little short on this one. He actually got the win on this qualifying night. Rico Abreu standing tall on top of the podium there, beating out Kevin Thomas Jr. and Blake Hahn. Those were your top three.
Mm-hmm.
We had a few big names in this one, Christina. Brad Sweet back there in sixth. Who else did we have? RJ Johnson.
Carson Hocevar his qualifying night was Wednesday. But I bet you guys didn't actually know that. Did you know that he actually is racing this week? Carson Hocevar. Yeah, for Nice Motorsports, who he raced, that's Nice Motorsports for the truck series, is running in this race. He ran second in heat three. And then he ran in a because there's different qualifiers. So then he was in qualifier number four as well. He didn't fare out as well in his qualifier race, in there. But he's there, and he's getting some time in these cars, and that's cool to see I didn't realize that he was as big in, well, I don't know how big he is into dirt racing, but he's there, and he raced in the B main. Well, he did not start in the B main, but he was scheduled to be in it. So maybe they're saving some stuff. Now we got a fight in the hot game. And ironically enough, for this A main, we saw Parker Price Miller. He did not finish. Justin Peck did not finish. RJ Johnson was in this. Tanner Berryhill. That name should sound familiar to some folks as well. So there was a lot of great drivers out here running in Wednesday night's feature in their qualifiers for Wednesday. I enjoy it. This is one of the coolest weeks of the year.
Yes, so that was Wednesday. That was the Hard Rock Casino qualifying night. Rico Abreu bringing home the win there. And our first big-name winner of the week so far has been was Rico Abreu up to Wednesday. But then comes Thursday, and we see somebody who has won this entire thing 3 years in a row. He actually won it 3 years in a row after Rico Abreu had won it 2 years in a row. Along comes Thursday qualifying races. We have the John Christner Trucking qualifying night, and none other than Mr. Christopher Bell gets the win on Thursday last night, beating out Tanner Thorson and CJ Leary for that win on Thursday night.
Yeah, and not to be outdone, Thursday night had a heck of a showing as well. There's some great racing all around. We see Tim Buckwalter up there doing good, and also Stevie Buckwalter in there too, and Brady Bacon. There was a lot of great racing.
Spencer Baston
too. Yeah.
Spencer Baston was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it was a great night, and we're going to see how tonight fares out, too, before we hit Alphabet Soup tomorrow, which is an all-day affair.
Yeah. And Christopher Bell only led the last four laps, so
You only got to lead that last lap. It don't matter what happens on the first.
Shane Golubic was in that race as well. He actually led the first four or five laps. So lots of talent so far. 381 cars, I believe, is what I heard, have showed up for this year's Lucas Oil Chili Bowl. This is the 36th running of the Lucas Oil Chili Bowl Nationals presented by General Tire. And now we've got them racing tonight. They are out there racing tonight. They have ran all the way up to the...
They're at qualifier number one right now.
Okay, they're doing qualifier one, which will be 10 laps. Casey Kane is in this group with Ryan Newman, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Those look like they are... That's the lineup for... Qualifier one, 10 laps. You got Brenham Crouch, Casey Kane, Sam Johnson, Trey Grope, Ryan Newman, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Jace McIntosh, Jet Hayes, Frank Flood, and Jimmy Gardner. They are all in this first qualifier run for tonight's Driven to Save Lives qualifying night. So we've got some more big names tonight, Christina. We still have Zeb Wise, Darren Pittman. Who else is running tonight? We've got Corey Eliason out there. He's going to be running tonight as well. So some more big names, especially in dirt racing, racing tonight.
I know it's a great show, and what's going to happen is then this all sets up for tomorrow, which tomorrow is nothing but alphabet soup. We're going to start as far back as we have to go in the alphabet, and make our way to the big old A-Main huge feature. So there's a lot happening and a lot that's going to go on. And what leads into all week and, you know, the flip count and cars going through the fence or hanging in the fence, it's all worth it in the long run. So these guys are going to have a heck of a night yet tonight, and then it'll just turn into an amazing show and event tomorrow for those folks that want to watch that can't be there. Flow Racing has everything, which, you know, you can go and yes, I know it costs money for Flow, but it's worth it if you want to watch the shootout.
Now, people might be asking, why do we have all of these races all week long? And then, you know, why are we talking about who's won each night so far? Well, because if you finish top two in the A feature each night, you are guaranteed into the A main feature on Saturday night, and you don't have to race your way through Alphabet Soup. So as of right now, we have eight guys who are locked in to the A main feature for tomorrow night's big show. We've got Tanner Couric, Tyler Courtney, Michael Kofoid, Kyle Larson, Rico Abreu, Kevin Thomas Jr., Christopher Bell, and Tanner Thorson. These guys are all locked in to the A main feature for tomorrow night, Christina. So we've already got some big names locked in, and three of them are the last three guys to win the Chili Bowl.
Yeah, I think somebody new wins this year.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be an experienced veteran racer? Or is it going to be somebody we've never heard of?
Oh, no, it's definitely going to be somebody we know. We've seen him win a lot last year.
Oh.
And we all could use a little sunshine.
Ah, man, could you imagine? What a way to start. What a way to finish 2021 and go into 2022.
Yeah, considering he, you know, he won his first ever All-Star Circuit of Champions. So, sorry, I got distracted by the hockey game. And then, you know, he wins that. He wins the championship with the All-Stars in his first full year running. And then, why not? Go out there and just win the damn Chili Bowl. And you don't have to go through Alphabet Soup. That's the best part. You don't have to go through the O, the Q, whatever it is. You don't have to go and risk destroying a car. Because once you've destroyed the car, you're done. That's
right.
It. There are no redos. They are no resets. This isn't like iRacing where you can reset. Nope, that don't happen.
It's going to be interesting. It's always a fun time every year for the Lucas Oil Chili Bowl. This is the 36th running now of the Lucas Oil Chili Bowl Nationals. So we will see. The race is not even going to be close to being over by the time the show will be way over. Next week, though, next Friday, we will talk about how the rest of tonight played out and how tomorrow plays out and who wins the 36th running of the Lucas Oil Chili Bowl. Christina, let's take another quick break. When we come back on the other side of the break, we will do a little NASCAR talk. And we will get your penalty box pick for this weekend. And we'll talk about the show and the future of the show because some things may be changing by the end of the month. So we'll talk about all that. Keep it tuned right here to the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network if you're listening on the radio, or to Twitter if you're part of our Twitter space. Thank you for tuning in there as well. We will be right back after this quick commercial break.
357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847.
Oh, welcome back. This is the Fastlane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Games. That's for all my Ohio listeners, my Buckeye fans that tune in to the show. So speaking of college football, we have had our national champion now crowned. This past Monday, the college football playoff national championship game was held in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium, probably the biggest crowd that stadium has seen in a while, probably since the Big Ten championship game. Those are probably the two most people games that stadium has seen in forever. But anyway, so we had the college football playoff national championship game Monday night, and it was, Christina, I'm going to grade the first half. I'm going to give it a D+. Because it was a battle of the defenses, so it was not very exciting. Nobody could do anything. There was field goals. It was the field goal kickers were getting their highlights in for the draft in April. That's what that was. They were updating their resume and their LinkedIn with videos of them kicking field goals because that's all we had in the first half. And then the second half, I think they went into the locker room and they said, oh, crap, that's right. We are playing a football game. We should probably go out here and play football. And the second half, I'm going to give the second half at least a solid A. Not quite an A+, but I'll give it an A for effort because it was a lot better than the first half. I'll say that.
Well, I'm just glad Georgia sacked him. Georgia did what they could not do the whole, you know, first meeting with Alabama, which was get to the quarterback. And they managed to do that. So I will give Georgia's defense credit. They rebounded and came forth and just took it to them. And I'm glad that Nick Saban lost, and I'm glad Alabama lost.
I've never been a huge college football fan. I follow Notre Dame. My cousin likes Notre Dame. So when I was little, I was like, oh, okay, Notre Dame. Sweet. That's all he had in his room, in his house, everywhere was just Notre Dame Irish stuff. So I'm like, okay, my dad was never into college football at all. So it's not like I grew up liking any specific college football team. So I was like,
I
don't
know why Jeremy – I need to know Jeremy's reasoning behind Michigan. I mean, mine's easy. It's where I grew up. you know.
Yeah.
I grew up 15 minutes away from State College. So, you know, Nittany Lions was all there was, you know, where we grew up. But Michigan,
Yeah, we'll have to ask him. Maybe he'll tell us. But that's why I like Notre Dame. So, but as far as I couldn't tell you Notre Dame's team rosters for the last 10 years. Like, I don't follow it
Brady
that
Quinn
well.
Brady used to play for Notre Dame.
There's been a lot of big NFL players that have gone through Notre Dame.
Okay, but Brady Quinn was not a big NFL player. Come on.
No,
now.
But Joe Montana
was. He
was
okay. Jeff Samardzija went and played in he left football and went to baseball. Man,
yeah.
How did I know that?
But I can say that the reason I was playing Hang On Sloopy is because the first game of the season in Columbus at Ohio Stadium, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame will be invading Columbus and taking on the Buckeyes. So I may be going to that game. That's going to be fun. I've never been to a college football game. So when the opportunity to go see the Irish play in Ohio against the Buckeyes, I was like, yeah, heck yeah, let's go. So I may be doing that. But
I did
my
that
point
a couple
was,
times.
My
Coldest
point.
Game of the year.
Oh, yeah?
Michigan State versus Penn State. It was a blizzard. It was a whiteout game. And the temperatures went to like 12, 10 degrees by kickoff.
Ooh.
Yeah, it sucked.
Hopefully, the first game of the season next year isn't that cold. It better be warm for in September. But the reason I was saying that I'm not a huge a lot of people, all you're hearing about is, oh, I'm glad to see Nick Saban. Oh, yeah, Alabama got beat. But I really, going into Monday night, I could have cared less who won. I don't care. I'm not that big of a college football guy to be like, oh, I hate Nick Saban with a passion. Like, I don't care. I was just glad that the Buckeyes didn't even make the playoffs. That just tickled me pink. So I guess if it had been Ohio State playing Georgia, then yes, I would be playing all kinds of winning music and championship music today on the air. So I guess I could have been like that if it was Ohio State, but they didn't even make the playoffs. So I really didn't win those final four teams. I could have cared less who won. If Michigan would have won it all, if Alabama would have won it, if Cincinnati would have surprised everybody and won it, it wouldn't have bothered me at all. So
I think Cincinnati would have had better of a chance. I don't know if it's their quarterback or what. There were some issues. I wanted to see them actually win.
I think and again, this was the big debate Monday at the pregame show. It sounds like we are not expanding the playoffs, at least not in the near future. The NCAA wants it to be unanimous with whoever's on the playoff committee. The NCAA wants it to be unanimous. What's that?
How does one get on it?
I don't know. It must be like the secret thing. I don't know. But they can't get unanimous on expanding it. And now I just seen an article earlier that the ACC president doesn't think that it should be expanded. So when you have other college football conferences even standing out and saying it shouldn't be expanded, they're not going to expand it. I think
Why do they want to expand it, though? I don't understand why you want to.
I think it needs to be – this year was another example, but there's been years in the past where there's more than four teams that are good or good enough to possibly play for a championship. To expand it to eight teams, the top eight teams even – I think, because now, because the argument is you've got some of these Power Five conference teams that are winning their championship, their conference championships, and not having a chance because the NCAA has said from the get-go, hey, if you win your conference championship, you should be in the playoffs. Well, there's more than four conferences, so you can't say that because you've got more than four conferences. So if you win your conference championship, you're not automatically in the playoffs. But I also think that there should be some type of rule that if you have more than one team make the playoffs from one conference, that they should have to play in the first round, not for a championship. Because
I don't think
Georgia and Alabama should have played each other for the national championship.
Yeah.
I think they should have been the first round. So that only one of them represents the SEC in the championship, and let Michigan and Cincinnati play each other, and then, you know, play for a national championship. Because I don't know.
What's folks' thoughts though on the whole players and stuff, like opting out and, you know, things of that nature? Because that hurt a couple bowl games got canceled because of either players opting out or obviously because of COVID issues as well. So how do you approach that with wanting to expand the playoffs? Because what happens then, not saying it would, but with a playoff team, if you have, I don't know, five of those guys that helped them get there decide to opt out and don't want to play.
No, I don't think that would happen in the playoffs, though. We haven't seen it happen yet since the playoffs started for a team that has made the playoffs. That has been a thing even before the playoffs started. There's been teams that have had players opt to not play in the bowl game that were going into the draft that April because they didn't want to take a chance of getting hurt in a bowl game that really didn't mean anything, and then lose their chance to be a number one.
Got it. Sorry.
To be a first round draft pick and lose millions of dollars. So that's always been a thing, but I don't think that would affect the playoffs.
Yeah, but in a way, isn't that kind of a slap in the face to your teammates when you say, oh, this game doesn't matter, I'm going to opt out? Isn't that what you work towards the entire year, and now you're going to tell your teammates that this game doesn't matter and I'm going to opt out? I'm just saying.
You work towards a national championship, though. I mean, if you're that good and you're not playing for a national championship and you don't want to take a chance of getting hurt in a bowl game that you're – trophy is a bag of chips. I mean,
but if you're returning the next year and you opt out, that's what I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know if it happens, so I'm just asking.
No, most of the guys that opt out are just guys that are going into the draft that April. They don't want to get hurt for the draft. It's the big thing. Because you get hurt in a bowl game, in a meaningless bowl game, you're not going to go in the first round, and now you go third or fourth round, you just lost millions of dollars because now you're going to be a fourth round pick. You might not even get signed before the season starts through preseason. So now you've lost millions of dollars because you got hurt in a bowl game that really didn't mean anything because it wasn't for a national championship. So,
okay.
That's where that is. So, congratulations. I can't believe I'm going to say this. Congratulations to the Bulldogs of Georgia for winning your first national championship in 41 years. Congratulations to you. Yeah, they haven't won a national championship since 1981. So, congrats to them for doing that. And congrats to all the teams that made the college football playoffs this year. It was a successful college football season compared to last year, which was not very good for a lot of sports. But be sure to check out Margazzano Designs. Go to Facebook, check out Margazzano Designs if you want some custom-made things, gifts made.
Like really cool keychains.
Yes. Those keychains are pretty sweet. Did you see those?
I saw them.
You can get your initial put on them even, so that's pretty awesome. You can go to Margazzano Designs on Facebook. She's got everything she's made is posted on there. When she makes something new, she posts it. She's got those tumbler cups that she's doing with the glittery sparkle stuff and everything.
I want one that says I'm a bad bitch.
She could probably do it. She would probably do it. But she does all custom stuff. So if you need a great gift idea for an anniversary present or a birthday present, or you need a few things made up for a little party you're having, get a hold of Margazzano Designs today on Facebook. Also, the housing market is still good. If you're looking to move to or from or out of Stark County or whatever it is around this area, be sure to get a hold of Jamie Kelly. She is with Keller Williams Legacy Group. You get a hold of her today at 330-316-9626, or you can visit jamiekellysellshomes.com. Also, big shout out to Racer Chasing Apparel for sponsoring Talking Dirty. We appreciate Amanda over at Racer Chasing Apparel. Of course, Hardcore Fishing Game, 357 Woodworks, and Barbasol Shave. Barbasol Shave phone lines. We've got two, Christina, before we get to your penalty box pick, we've got two big Barbasol prize packs available right now. We've got one on Twitter and one on Facebook. You can enter both of them one time, but do it. Enter. Get in there. Get your name out there. Share, like, comment, repost, retweet, whatever you got to do on either one of them. But get it out there. Let people know that our first big, huge Barbasol prize giveaway is going on right now. We've got hat, we've got a shirt, we've got cans of Barbasol, we've got razors, pins, stickers, all kinds of great stuff inside these prize packs to give away. We will be doing that at the end of the month, so watch for that. Also, I am working with Scott at 357 Woodworks because he is always donating stuff to the show. And we're talking about having another drawing, Christina, with him, getting some merchandise, getting a basket put together, some of his custom wood-made products that he does, some Barbasol stuff, some Fastlane Sports Show stuff, and doing another giveaway basket with him, doing another kind of raffle basket type of thing. So stay tuned for that. But he is also making us some plaques to use for some of our leagues as well. So that's pretty cool. So we got a lot of stuff going on in 2022, Christina. And another big one that we have to talk about is before we get to NASCAR and the penalty box, is I will know for sure Monday, but as of right now, it is looking very good possibility that my shift will change. And I'm probably going to be working Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 5 p.m. to 5 a.m., and then every other Saturday. So it'll be like three on, four off, four on, three off, three on, four off, that type of deal. So I will have every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday off. That's if I'm holding that bid for now, but the official bids come out. We will know by afternoon of Monday. So I will let everybody know for sure that I got that shift. And if I do, then we are going to have to move the show because I will not be available from 8 to 10 at the railroad to do a show.
Sure you
on Friday night. I mean, we could. I could try. but it would be a little difficult. So we'll probably...
No, you'd get fired.
I wouldn't get fired, but you wouldn't want to hear all of the background noise of that on the show, for sure. But we're talking about, and I think you mentioned doing it on Monday night. So we'll probably just we'll plan on doing Monday night shows.
I mean, it's just throwing it back to the old school when I did it by myself for 2 hours. 8 to 10 was the original NASCAR show I did was 8 to 10 on Monday night. So we're just doing a little throwback. It's instead of Darlington throwback, we're just doing our own version of that.
And I will, like I said, I will make a post on Monday.
And they have one.
For
woo-hoo.
That. So watch our Facebook and Twitter social media accounts for that official announcement of the show change for that. I like how Budweiser is, let's give people more reasons to drink. As if
it's interesting.
I got a golden ticket.
Might as well. Like, why are we doing, what is with this golden ticket thing? Is, like, there an anniversary of Willy Wonka that I don't know about? Is it, like, the 180,000th year anniversary of Willy Wonka?
Do we get the tour? Do we get our own Budweiser plant if we get the golden can? Or do we get just $1 million?
I would just rather take just $1 million and run like that.
Yeah, but how long is $1 million going to last? It's going to be gone soon.
Yeah, with the rate of inflation and everything else, yeah. And the taxes on that.
Yeah. Let's shift gears real quick and talk NASCAR. We've got about 15 minutes. Did you see Ryan Newman finally announced what he's doing for this year?
What, retirement? Eating cookies? I don't know. I honestly didn't see anything.
He's not going full retirement. He's going part-time. So whenever whoever, it doesn't matter. He's going to do a little grassroots racing. So he's at the 36th annual Lucas Oil Chili Bowl Nationals.
He's there every year.
Yeah, he's there. That's where he made the announcement that he is a part-time race car driver doing some – he's going to run some grassroots racing. He's going to run part-time for anybody who needs him. He's not going to run with any one series or anything. So we'll see.
And you want to know what that means, folks? In layman's term, he ain't got no rides. He ain't got nothing. He got bills to pay and kids to feed. And he's just trying to tell y'all he needs a job.
Yeah.
That's
basically. Basically. So that's all of the.
What a waste.
That's all of the NASCAR news that I have for today.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, Christina's got some tea.
No, I don't. I just wanted to touch a base for those folks that live under a rock that my boy's going cup racing part-time. Uh-huh. But he's going part-time cup racing with two people that he had fights with last year. Ironically enough, now they're all going to be teammates.
Huh.
How ironic. How ironic is that? That everybody thought it was a big joke and people were getting pissed off and thinking it, well, the rumor came true. Haters are going to hate. But keep hating. He keeps winning and making all that money. I hate people that hate like that. So, yeah, Noah Gregson. And
in case anybody didn't know who you were talking about.
Yeah, just in case. Just in case. And, grandpa of the NASCAR world, AJ Allmendinger, are going to be teammates. Part-time teammates. And so is that other guy who may have won the championship that year. Yeah, he may have won a championship this year. And ironically enough, it's intriguing. They're all three going to be teammates now. But, yeah, so Colleague Racing will field a second cup car, although it would be split between three drivers. Still, that's better than nothing. And it's cool to see that Colleague actually has faith and talent, you know, has something they see in Noah. It's kind of the same as what Earnhardt sees in Noah. So that's a great feel. I'm excited to see if they fight each other again.
It will definitely be it's going to be an interesting 2022 season.
Yeah, and Sam Hunt signed an Xfinity deal.
Yeah.
Sam Hunt Racing. Yeah, Sam Hunt Racing has Jeffrey Earnhardt now.
Will ink that
a deal. That's good for him.
Part-time.
To be able to do that. Part-time is better than nothing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, better than being unemployed like Jeb.
Yes.
No offense to Jeb Burton. Jeb Burton, but that's the craziest thing. Jeb Burton is a talented driver. It's not Jeb Burton isn't the problem. I just think that it's really hard right now to get, quote-unquote, air quote this, appropriate sponsorship. But I digress.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about that today.
So, not today.
And
We don't have time.
No, that's a full two-hour show in itself.
Mm-hmm.
But the coolest racing news, before we leave racing and do the penalty box, how cool is this? So I'm so pumped to see him race again. I'm going to watch it, no matter if I have to stay up in the middle of the night. I don't know. I'm going to figure it out. Robert Wickens,
yes.
Which we all know who he is finally returning to full-time racing with Hyundai in the Michelin Pilot Challenge program. So he'll be able to use hand controls and a Brian Herta Autosports Hyundai Elantra NTCR. Ooh, that's a lot. That's a lot. Ooh. But he is going to be racing, and it's exciting. This is great news to see him be able to finally get into a car. I don't care what kind of car it is. This is so cool to see. So we're going to be able to see him do this in the BMW M Endurance Challenge, which is a four-hour race at Daytona at the end of the month. So this is cool. I'm excited. I'm so happy to see he's coming back. It's such a great story. He's battled so much adversity after that wreck at Pocono.
Yeah.
And Pocono is dangerous for Indy racing in general, in my opinion. But that's another two-hour show that we can't talk about now. But
no.
Yeah, no, that was my only other point for racing was just to bring up Robert Wickens because, man, he deserves every bit of good and gracious and great things that come his way because, man, that's a talented guy.
Yes. Yes. We have, before we go to the penalty box also, you can still get signed up for the Fastlane Sports Show NASCAR Pick'em Challenge League. Last year was our first league that we did this at. We have a trophy for that, which I delivered the other day. I delivered it Tuesday to Miss Debbie. So she got her trophy. And
you hand-delivered it to her?
I did. I hand-delivered it.
Well,
I expect
the same thing from you.
Well, you got to win it first.
And then you've got to find a way to get to Florida.
Now to be fair, Debbie and I met halfway. Nashville is halfway, so
I will meet you in Nashville.
I'm just throwing that out there. You can still get signed up for the Fastlane Sports Show NASCAR Pick'em Challenge League. Last year was our first one. Congrats again to Debbie for winning our first league. She is our first ever champion. Congrats to her. She has that trophy. I told her to take a picture and post it on our page. She has yet to do that.
She's probably a busy lady.
She is a very busy lady with dance and everything else. So, but congrats to her. We are going to have more chances to win prizes from Barbasol throughout this year, this season.
Except for
sign
me.
Up. You have, yeah, or me. I don't get a chance to win them either. You still have time to sign up. The Daytona 500 isn't like till the end of February. So you've got till then, you've got like a month to sign up yet, but do that.
And I'm handicapping Jeremy, so Jeremy's going to be handicapped. He just doesn't know it yet.
We have I'm finalizing the league rules. Those will be posted soon. We've got people signed up already. We've got a good group of people signed up. We've got what we got so far, 8 people. We've got 8 people signed up. We've 2 new guys so far.
Oh boy,
Anthony and Tristan.
Do they know what they're getting into? No.
I'm sorry, we have 9 because Debbie said that she's obviously signing up again. So Debbie is in it. So we've got 9 people. Debbie said her brother and her dad might get in, one of her friends. So we could be over 15 people this year, Christina. That's big. That's good. I like that people are getting involved.
I hope they listen to the show because that's the only way they're going to get my pick.
I hear you. Also, for those who have joined the NASCAR Pick'em Challenge League, if you want to get a team name, you can. You don't have to, but I thought that'd be cool if we all had team names. But if nobody wants to do team names, we can just do first names that way as well. So I will get the rules posted by the beginning of February. That way they're posted for a month. But it's pretty much the same rules as last year. I am the end all be all. I make all of the decisions. If you don't like it, you can quit.
Unless it comes to the playoffs, and then we play by Christina's rules, and the half points count.
The half points was fun, though. I will give you that. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed doing the half points. Those were fun. That's what we've got going on. So let's get the sounder. We've only got 5 minutes left. I've been rambling. If you're new to the show, that is our penalty box sounder. Sorry for those that might be listening on Twitter. You probably didn't hear that. But that is our penalty box sounder. If you're new to the show or have forgotten, that sound is Christina's favorite sound of the show because she picks the knucklehead of the sports world to throw into the penalty box for a week, unless your initials are AB, and then you permanently reside in the penalty box. But Christina, I digress. Mm-hmm. Who is your penalty box pick of the week for this weekend?
Well, AB needs to start paying rent. He owes us money now in rent. But no, this week it comes from the NFL world as well, ironically enough. Actually, he's right down the street from me too. So, okay, NFL owner Stephen Ross can sit in the penalty box. For those folks who don't know who that is the owner of the Miami Dolphins. I don't get it. Why fire the coach? The coach was great. I know what the problem was. But, you know, let's just keep firing coaches when coaches were never the problem. Create a whole offense. Literally, you know, here's what I don't get. They changed the whole offense around to suit what Tua knew how to do because, you know, he's not the answer, okay? Not the answer. So, yeah, another coach gone. A coach that led you to 2 winning seasons, but, you know, what do I know? Whatever. He's an idiot that has millions of dollars and doesn't know what to do with it. So he can sit in a penalty box with AB. Who knows? Maybe that'll be the next, the future of the Miami Dolphins, Antonio Brown. I'm joking, folks. No, I was joking. Don't take that seriously. No one take that seriously. Please. Ugh. But that's it. That's it. Just Stephen Ross today. Very simple penalty box, but all the same, the penalty box. Oh, and for the folks that were listening to me all day, all evening, the Florida Panthers did get that last goal. So they did have a touchdown, and they won 7-1. And just real quick, I know we're about to go off air, but real quick here for an NHL update, they are also the number one team in the league. And that's Pete telling me it's time to go home.
No, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with my radio. There it goes. Holy cow.
Yes, that's you
gotta
telling me it's
technology.
Time to go home.
Gotta love technology. See, now I did it again. I don't know what's going on with my computer. It's being stupid.
It's okay.
Oh, goodness. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to blast you out.
That's okay. It's okay.
What were you saying about the number one team in the NHL?
Oh, it's the Florida Panthers.
Oh, okay.
Who would have thought? Actually, honestly, if you want to think about it, the top two teams in the NHL right now are tied in points, and both come from Florida. So the Florida Panthers will sit number one because they have beaten Tampa Bay. So if it were ever to come to a tiebreak, that's who's going to win the tiebreak, Florida. And then Tampa Bay is sitting second in the league. Both, it baffles me. We live in Florida. And have the top two NHL teams.
Yeah. We're about to not be live, so stand by.
I know.
We'll wait till it clicks off. Okay. All right. Well, now that we're not live, we're still live on Twitter. Yeah, that's a lot. We covered all of it though, Christina. We got it all in. We got it all in 2 hours. So
we did.
I'm impressed.
I'm impressed too.
Yeah.
Us both rambling.
I just didn't get to say goodbye on the live sign off, but that's okay. Everybody knows that we run over sometimes. But thank you again, Christina, for coming on tonight. Maybe next Friday we'll have some NFL playoff news. We won't last long on that. We'll talk about that real quick. Talk about who won this weekend. NFL playoffs start this weekend. We'll talk about that next week, see who won, see if there's any upsets. We'll see who plays next in the divisional round. We've got the 36th annual Lucas Oil Chili Bowl Nationals running right now. We will find out next Friday who won tonight for the Driven to Save Lives qualifying night, who stamped their way into the main main feature for tomorrow, and who wins tomorrow. We'll find out. Can Kyle Larson become the third person to win three in a row? Will somebody new win it?
Yep.
Who knows? We will have to. Christina says yes. She says somebody new will win it. So we'll see. Can it be Sunshine? Can he win it? We will find out next Friday. And then we won't talk NASCAR.
We're entering the danger zone.
We are.
That's funny.
We will probably talk hockey next Friday. How about that?
Yeah, we can. There's a lot going on. We're getting ready to be in the process of the All-Star game. So we're almost halfway there in the NHL. A lot has happened.
Yeah.
And we honestly had the coldest outdoor game on record.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. We'll talk about that next week, though. Get on my thoughts and process what happened on January 1st, which was history made for the NHL too. So it was a lot of fun to watch too.
Awesome. Yeah, we will have a lot to talk about next week. So be sure to tune in next Friday. It will be one of the last shows that we do on a Friday night. And then you'll have to tune in probably, maybe. Might have to tune in on a Monday night at 8 o'clock. We'll let everybody know for sure this upcoming Monday what the show will change to. So, Christina, thank you once again for coming on tonight. We will talk to you. We'll talk to you later tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll talk to you next week. But we'll be right here back with you next Friday at 8 o'clock.
Sounds like a plan. Y'all have a good weekend. Watch the Alphabet Soup, and I'll see y'all on the flip side.
All right. Thank you. That was Christina, my co-host on Friday nights. Thank you for joining us again tonight on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network, as well as on Twitter. Thank you if you tuned in on Twitter tonight as well. So we are trying to incorporate several different platforms at once, so that way we give people more options of listening to the show. So thank you if you tuned in tonight. I appreciate it. If you're listening to this now, that means you're probably listening to it on the rerun. So thanks for tuning in and listening this far. We will be back next Friday, 8 o'clock, for sure. We'll talk to you then. For Christina, I'm your host, Pete. Until we talk next week, see ya!